Hello out there, longtime audio pen pals. You hear the chime of a doorbell and a delivery vehicle noisily departing your curb. You open your door to discover that your ears have just received a brand new package with a label stating that it was shipped to you by KDRT at 95.7 FM, a low-power community radio station in Davis, California. The very one you're listening to now, in fact. Excitedly, you grab your favorite box cutter and carefully slice open the packing tape to reveal that, nestled delicately inside the cardboard enclosure, is 30 collected minutes of home-recorded indie rock music known sarcastically and literally as a constant grin, despite the fact that you receive one of these boxes every Friday at precisely 2 p.m., with weekend evening replays and podcasts available at kdrt.org, you are nevertheless ecstatic. And the first song that begins to hum to life is by a band called Wombo. It's called Sour Sun.
I'm
This is a constant grin on Low Power Community Radio in Davis, California, 95.7 FM KDRT. The last two songs I played were each by Hudson Bell. He's a singer-songwriter from San Francisco. He's been releasing music, sometimes sporadically, since the early 90s. Trouser Press calls his music a meandering, maturing evolution from earnest acoustic music to laconic, extended rock with tremulous singing and whirls of guitar noise. The last song you heard was called Seven Cities. That one's off his 2005 album, When the Sun is the Moon. And the track before it was titled Box of Bones. That one's taken from his 2016 release, Yerba Buena. And that whole four-song set began with two songs by Wombo, a newish trio from Kentucky whose music falls somewhere in the post-punk slash art rock file folder. Indie rock genre bookkeeping is a thankless profession. Both of those songs were off their 2022 album Fairy Rust. The second one was called Backflip, and I jump-started that entire set with their song Sour Sun. Okay, and returning to the music now, next up is a track by Mauno. The song is called 20 Times.
I've told you once, I've told you 20 times.
Time.
drivers try to think the lights to green, roll out the bigger guns. Left alone, waiting for the lions to come, 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 to come. We'll be right back.
This is K-Dirt Low Power Radio in Davis, California, 95.7 on your FM dial. This show is called A Constant Grin. Song I just played was by Coltrane Motion and Velcro One. That song was called A Futile Answer. As the name might imply, the song is a collaboration between two different electronic folk or folktronica bands, specifically Coltrane Motion and Velcro One. They made one album together, and not coincidentally, that's the album that that song is from. It came out in 2003 and was known as We Are the Media We Love. Prior to that, you heard a song by Worthington. That song was called What the Blind Dream. They're one of my more favorite bands, actually, and also a completely obscure late 90s group from Portland, Oregon. They made one of the very best albums I've ever heard, and that the internet did not know it existed for a long time. It was actually obscure enough the Google search results for it used to link back to playlists from this show. But a few years back, the band re-released it, and it's up on Bandcamp now, so I guess at least one of the musical wrongs of the world has been righted. It was originally put out in 1998, and it was titled He Was Not a Micromanager. And I began the set with a track by Mauno. That song was called 20 Times. They were from Montreal. AllMusic called them a mercurial mix of ear-friendly influences between 60s pop inspirations, jangly homespun guitar pop, and the tighter sounds of progressive rock. That song is from their final album, Really Well, from 2019. And so that is about going to wrap things up for this week. I'm going to turn the chairs upside down and put them on the tables. But I will leave you with one final song by the Lovely Sparrows. They hailed from Austin, Texas, and blended lush, complex arrangements with sing-along choruses that brought to mind folk-inflected pop and well-written novellas. According to their Wikipedia page, this one is off their 2006 release, Pulling Up Floors, Pouring on New Paint. It's by the Lovely Sparrows. This song is called Let's Watch the Tourists.
If the tourists can do it, why?